Hello, my friends. You are listening to the Naked Songwriter Podcast, Gemini New Moon Edition. June 3rd, 2019. You know, this is going to be what it's going to be, Just gonna do my best to rock it out to you in the best possible ways. Cause we're going into deep space, baby. Oh yeah. We live from New Orleans. Going into the Gemini New Moon, opposite the Great Attractor, Deep Space Sagittarius Black Hole, setting the stage with this new moon. I'm going to tell you about it, and then we're building up to full moon in Sagittarius conjunct, aligned with the galactic center, the Great Central Sun. On June 17th. We'll cover more of that as we get closer, but just letting you know if you've been feeling the vibes. We're building up to Mars and Cancer, opposite Saturn, Pluto, and Capricorn. Building up to eclipse season starting at the beginning of July. Mercury is going to be going retrograde. It's going to be a fun house of galactic proportions. But for some of us, it already is. You may be feeling it. I know I have been staying in the haunted B&B in New Orleans, fighting off black magic curses. Sometimes thriving, sometimes surviving. Always high-fiving the galactic core of greatness that we are. You're listening to the Naked Songwriter Podcast. I want to invite you into Yummy World, where everything is yummy, even when it hurts. Let's face it, life on Earth is hard. You know, it hurts sometimes. So I'm going to break down the Gemini New Moon, tune you in a little bit, and talk to you about how you can work with this energy to really open up your mind, clear away negative thought patterns, and want to touch on the full moon coming up in a couple weeks, although we will hopefully be in more of a settled place to do a full podcast on that. And before I forget, I want to let you know that in conjunction with my co-conspirator and partner in Robin Hood-type spiritual crime against the parasitic matrix realities of the grand illusion, the lovely and talented Reverend Yummy, we're going to be offering some live calls coming up to clear energy around the eclipses, around the Gemini New Moon, Full Moon, Jupiter retrograde. There's just a lot going on here, and it's a very interesting signature for this year. So Jupiter is retrograde through August 11th. Saturn is retrograde through September 17th. So there's kind of a holding pattern energy. And I feel like both of these next new moons are really kind of key, in the sense that Gemini is the sign of the mind, Sagittarius the sign of the higher mind, our channel of direct knowing to the cosmos. So no surprise that there are several deep space events, I guess you could call them. Supermassive black hole gamma transmitters, including the Great Attractor, which is featured at the new moon today, June 3rd. And the galactic center, or the Great Central Sun, which is featured at the Sagittarius full moon on June 17th. So we've got a lot of cosmic energy streaming in that's trying to blast away old negative thought patterns and help us tune into the thoughts, the stories that can help us move forward and be who we want to be, do what we came here to do, and really just have a much more yummy and pleasurable and blissful experience of life on Earth. Including at times when it just flat out sucks, because there are times that that's the case. A lot of today was one of those for me. Staying in a, we had, so yeah, let me back up. So I've been on the road since April 29th-ish, roughly, so a little more than a month. Flew out to Portland, Oregon, drove down the west coast to LA, and then drove across the desert and made it to Atlanta to see my son shortly after his birthday and bring his birthday presents to him. And then came down to New Orleans a few days ago to hang out with my daughter, who was being honored as she won an award at her school that came with the scholarship, which is really cool because her school is awesome, but it's also really expensive. And I was just so proud of her because the award, of course, she won an academic award for her grade. But, you know, it's like some people are born book smart, some people aren't. And she works hard, so that's awesome. But I was really proud of her for winning the citizenship award, which is basically, you know, just as the headmaster told me when he invited me in to tell me about the award a couple months ago, is that she's an awesome person, you know, and she's got a big heart, and she's kind, and she's thoughtful in a good way. And so super proud of her and getting to spend some time. It's been a lot of traveling. It's been a lot of integrating. I'm doing, after years of trying to break through resistance and, you know, trying to have permission to live the life of my dreams and live up to the Rumi poem that's been featured at the end of my email newsletters over the last couple, 3 years. Forget safety, destroy your reputation, live where you fear to live, be notorious. I've actually been able to step into that with the help of, a lot of people holding space for me, a lot of my friends out there, and you know who you are, so thank you. I think we have this crazy and actually really negative story that seems to live in our collective unconscious that says that when you're following your bliss, when you're living your dreams, everything's going to be perfect, everything's going to be easy. And in fact, usually stepping into the core, the heart of what you came here to do as a soul actually invokes a lot of resistance and a lot of disapproval. You know, there are a lot of people who are depending on us staying small and living down to their expectations and not rocking the boat. And when you do step into your power and step into the fullness of your gifts and of your calling, some people are not going to approve. So many of you who have followed me for years and who have known me as clients, as colleagues, you know, you've known this dream that I've had to go out and be an enlightening entertainer, to tell stories, play music, do astrology, but do it in person, you know, meet my tribe where they're scattered around the world and really bring that encouragement and inspiration in the flesh. That's been a very consistent vision. And I guess, maybe it's timing. Maybe I'd finally worked through enough old stuff. But when it was ready to happen, the universe brought me the most unexpected gift. Somebody who who I just love with my whole heart, who is an equal in every way and has done the work and also wants the same thing that I want, you know, sees the world in the same way. So it's beautiful. There's just been so much joy and bliss and freedom and actually radical healing energy coming through. Just got stopped by a lady walking her dogs today in Mid-City in New Orleans. Just, you know, kind of shouted out that we were good people and got stopped in a Whole Foods in, where was that, in California, you know, by some woman who actually walked up to the car and said, you know, you're the most beautiful people I've seen today. Thank you. Thank you for being here so that I could experience that. And I don't say that to be arrogant, just to point out that that's the vibe, you know, that's there a lot of the time. It's also messy. You know, there's no doubt about that. My kids are having a hard time with the change. And, you know, I miss my son, whom I'm no longer living with, but who I was able to stay with until I felt like he was strong enough to be able to deal with this change. But, you know, this is an intense time for all of us. We're going into this really key sort of astrological corridor with the Saturn-Pluto conjunction coming up next year, the USA going through its Pluto return, and the end of the Pluto and Capricorn period. So basically between now and 2023, I mean, so much still has to change in society. And we're really seeing a lot of contraction, which you would expect from a Saturn-Pluto period, and a lot of sort of atavistic suppression of the feminine and, you know, abuse of children that's being endorsed, you know, by politicians, by so-called conservatives, by reactionaries. But really, you know, what can we do about that? Well, we can live our best lives, and that's what I think these lunations are trying to help us do. So we're going to dig into some of the degree symbolism and also just point out that, you know, if you're sensitive, and you probably are if you're listening to this, if you're an empath, if you feel things deeply, it's a tough world to be in right now, and a lot of people are experiencing this on a personal level as well as just picking up what's going on in the collective. And that's why Tatiana and I feel really called to bring what we've experienced, what we've learned over many lifetimes, you know, and bring it into, bring it to where our people are and to really share that. But we all need to do that with one another. So, you know, we all have gifts, we all have wounds, and being able to connect with our tribes, with the like-minded people who can get us, who can hold space for us, who we can support. You know, the only way we change the world is by changing our inner reality. And when enough of our inner realities become blissful and pleasurable and non-harmful to ourselves, to one another, to our four-legged friends, to the earth, you know, that's how the whole illusion changes, right? So let's dig into the Gemini new moon. That's today, June 3rd, 2019, happened earlier this morning. The degree symbol in John Steinbeck's Omega Chandra symbols is, with each breath, another new and unknown smell is detected. So the degree angel for this is Vehuya, time travel, will, and new beginnings. Sandbach writes, every single thing we encounter in life has many implications, many layers and meanings. You are capable of seeing things in depth and of always looking at the world with fresh eyes. Because of this, you can help people overcome the dreariness and boredom of life and see that they live in a world of strangeness, enchantment, and wonder. The Chandra symbol for this degree is garlic hung at the window for protection. Garlic, of course, is the traditional protection against vampires, and so this degree is about protecting oneself from any forces that might seek to dissipate or drain one's energies. He says, we have to first expose ourselves to the whole of life before we can be aware of what we wish to connect with and what we wish to be separated from. This degree signifies both of those processes. So, it's a new moon. It's a new beginning. It's in Gemini. You want to look at where Gemini, which houses or house Gemini rules in your chart. That'll tell you the life area that this is trying to happen in for you. And also with this new moon opposite the Great Attractor, so one of those supermassive black holes that actually bends the fabric of time-space, tends to enable us to see into the future, to kind of see around the corner of time and feel or perceive what's coming next. And I would say the Great Attractor and the Great Central Sun Galactic Center, which the full moon on the 17th aligns with, these gamma ray transmitters they're actually sending particles to us from deep space, from what you could think of as the physical manifestation of the source points in the galaxy. So if we think of there being a central point of divine consciousness, of cosmic intellect, these two places would be two of the places where that intelligence, that love energy emanates from, because love really is what holds the cosmos together, right? So it's a new beginning in how we work with our mind, Gemini. And I find it interesting that Sandbach talks about overcoming the dreariness and boredom of life and seeing that we live in a world of strangeness, enchantment, and wonder. That's a beautiful thing to reach for. It's a beautiful intention to set with this new moon. And at the same time, the Chandra symbol, a garlic hung at the window for protection, tells us that we really need to be on our game as far as being aware that there are a lot of negative entities and forces in the world. I had to fight off some curses from a certain person who's been in my life for a long time as one of my spiritual teachers. Not a spiritual teacher by trade, but somebody who came to help me learn my lessons. And there's getting flat out black magic curse energy directed at me. So sometimes these entities that are anti-human, that are anti-love, they operate through people, often the people close to us. As Don Juan says in the Castaneda books, our fellow men are black magicians. And it's usually, in my experience, that family and are really the people that are really close to us will tend to be the biggest black magicians of all. But we want to live in a world where things are yummy, right? So how do we deal with that? Well, we have to really step up our game as far as clearing energy, being aware that there are negative forces, and then doing the work that it takes to protect ourselves, to ground, to run negative energy out of us. And also, of course, to recognize the places within us, the wounded inner child places, the ancestral patterns, the family of origin patterns, where wound energy, where trauma has gotten stuck within us. Because if we were completely clean and clear, if we'd healed all of our stuff, then people could be sending curses at us and they'd just pass right through us. There'd be nothing for them to resonate and magnetize and attract to. So anytime we experience that, we want to remember that it's an opportunity for healing. It's an opportunity for us to clear away some more old stuff and to move into the, more of the life that is there for us, that's our potential, that's, I would say, is our birthright as humans. So that's what we're going to help you do in a series of 3 or 4 calls that we're going to start up on at the full moon on the 16th, right before the full moon, June 16th, and just help you clear energy before we go into this really powerful eclipse season that's coming up. So stay tuned I'll announce that in my newsletter and on social media as well. But in the meantime, you know, you really want to keep up with your practices. If you got someone you can trust to help you check in, it's a really good time to form at least a short-term working partnership with another awakening soul, because this is a crucial time, you know, and those of us who are bringing the light are going to be, we're going to be attacked, you know, whether it's through entities that are inhabiting the people close to us or just through more general stuff, which is, you know, one of the other things that's happened here in New Orleans. And, you know, not a surprise, New Orleans is kind of as haunted as they come as far as cities go. And, you know, just I was up until 5 a.m. last night and did not want to be up that late after clearing a bunch of stuff that was hanging around in this Airbnb that we kind of had to move into at the last minute. So there's a lot out there, and it's really important to just keep up with that stuff so that we can access the positive energy of this new moon, which is really beautiful, you know. And that's the overcoming the dreariness and boredom of life. Boredom is Gemini's cardinal sin. So when Gemini energy gets bored, when it starts getting stagnant and feeling confined, having to go through the same things, do the same things over and over, it tends to go to a pretty negative place, you know. And we can think of this internally if we think of Gemini as the so-called conscious mind, the day-to-day workings of the mind. This is when negative thought loops start up. This is when the mind turns against us and begins to try to convince us, you know, that we're not good enough, that people are plotting against us, that life is a deck that's stacked against us. You know, it's all drudgery. It's all doomed to fail. And those are just, you know, those thoughts we tend to think of as that's me beating up on myself, or I'm being so hard on myself, I'm judging myself. That's not you. You know, that's flat out parasite matrix energy that is resonant to the unhealed emotional trauma or the old emotional blocks that from emotional energy that wasn't expressed, you know, when whatever the wound was happened, because it wasn't safe to express it at that time. But again, we want to use these as soon as we become aware of these negative thought loops, we can use them to feel into the emotional material that got stuck, feel through that, let it go, move it out. And then we get back into the cardinal virtue of Gemini, which is curiosity, which is where we see that we live in a world of strangeness, enchantment, and wonder, which is where we remember that we are super badass elite souls who only chose to incarnate during this time because it was the greatest adventure we could find. And we don't like being bored. And we're here to have a blast. And we can have a blast even when we're suffering. You know, if we have a meta story or a philosophy that supports that. So the interesting thing I find about both the new moon on June 3rd and the full moon on June 17th is that they're happening in resonance with the sign of Sagittarius, which is ruled by Jupiter, the great storyteller. And Jupiter is retrograde through August 11th. So Jupiter retrograde periods are a time where we're being given the opportunity or asked to really tune in to what is the meta narrative that's running, you know, in the back of my mind, that's sort of underlying all of my day-to-day thoughts and the choices that seem to appear on a day-to-day level. And, you know, I think this is a place that is really powerful to look at this new moon, because if my story says that me following my bliss, you know, doing the best I can to take care of my responsibilities, but also, or most importantly, to take care of the responsibility that I have to my own soul, you know, to follow my calling. If I believe that that's fundamentally a selfish, in quotes, bad, evil thing to do, because I was raised fundamentalist Baptist, for example, So true story. It was a true story in the past. Then even when I step into my calling, it's not going to be satisfying. It's not going to be fulfilling. There is going to be needless suffering that's generated both within me and with the people around me. But if I'm capable of accessing the grace required to change that meta narrative and to really believe with the core of my being that when I follow my heart, when I trust the calling of my soul and I step into that, even though some people are going to seem to be hurt, they're not being hurt by me. They're not being hurt by love. They're not being hurt by God and Goddess. They're not being hurt by the divine order and beauty of the universe. You know, those hurts were there already. They'll continue to be there until those people are able to work through, you know, whatever their karma is. Then we can step into what we're called to do and have this beautiful, enchanting experience of life, even while, you know, we may be feeling guilty. We may have to be working through more stuff, you know, because there's, whenever we have a change of state, whenever we move from one level of vibration to another level of vibration, as my dear friend and EFT inner child guru Catherine Taylor said recently, you know, there's a death involved, even in our greatest successes, or especially in our greatest successes. There's an old self that has to die off, that has to be left behind. And that's going to bring up grief. It's going to bring up sorrow. And a lot of times we try to push that under the rug and just, hey, I should be feeling great. I got what I wanted, right? I'm doing my best. I'm living my best life. So there's always work to be done. But even in those hard times of having to feel the things that are painful to feel, we can find that enchantment and wonder. And I believe that's the promise of this Gemini new moon. So I'm going to wrap this up and keep this short tonight because it's really late and I got to drive a long way tomorrow. Headed off towards Asheville in the next couple days and hoping to spend a little time there before having to go to Florida and deal with my dead dad's house and estate. Rest in peace, Roger Jarman. But hoping to just kind of get off the day-to-day grind of driving for a little bit and find a good place to shack up and get some work done and catch up on some old stuff and do some more sessions. And by the way, the sessions have been just off the hook lately. It's like even though that feels like there's a lot of uprooting happening within me, you know, I feel like the being tuned in to my higher calling, I'm just feeling the power flowing through. And I had a couple clients in the last couple weeks. One of them said, okay, I got to get off the phone now because I'm totally devastated in a good way. I had a client today, a new client, who said, okay, you just totally blown my mind. My mind is blown in a good way. And I'm grateful to be able to be pulling that healing through for people. So hoping to get to kind of find a temporary, at least for a couple weeks, place to live and work in North Carolina and get a little stability, a little groundedness, a little feet on the soil, energy going. But I'll be back in a couple weeks to talk more about the full moon, which I'll just give you a little preview of. John Sandbeck says the degree of the full moon on June 17th could be called beyond mind. So I'm going to invite you to tune into what would it feel like to be living beyond mind, beyond the negative thoughts, beyond the self-flagellating constructs of the mind, beyond the thoughts that cause us to mentally attack one another and defend ourselves and spend so much energy in rumination. And really boring ruminations, right? The stuff that we've gone over time and time and time again. And that's never going to be resolved because it was never ours in the first place. So I feel like that's the possibility that is coming up for us. We do have Mars and Cancer closing in on opposition with the still ever-present this year Saturn-Pluto conjunction in Capricorn. So, you know, that's something I want you to just pay attention to as we build up to the full moon. Mars in Cancer can manifest as like very passive-aggressive type energy where our anger, our fierceness is sort of underwater, it's repressed. It can turn, can symbolize anger turned within, which often shows up as depression, fatigue, illness, sadness. You know, so we may have to really fight for our fierceness, to activate our fierceness on a day-to-day level. You know, keeping up with our spiritual practices, with our soul work, and getting some healthy exercise, eating well can all help with that. But, you know, we've been through a lot worse than this, and we're going to make it through this as well. And the opportunity, again, is there for us to use the next month of the Gemini lunar cycle to really get to a point where once the Cancer and Capricorn eclipses hit in July, that we're ready to roll with those and that we can use those eclipses to move ourselves even more fully into the life that we are called to live, into our best, most pleasurable, most blissful experience of having this amazing chance to have a human life on Earth at the time of this great epical transition in our society to a kinder and more beautiful and more abundant experience of life. So that's what I wish for you. I love you. I'm so grateful for all of you who have kind of stayed tuned into me and energetically supported me. You know who you are. I think I've thanked most of you personally, but if I haven't, just know that I'm grateful and that I've felt your support through the beginning of this great transition in my life. And yeah, keep on rocking it. You are a badass. You're here for a reason. You probably have touched and are touching more people's lives in a positive way, even right now, than you could suspect. But those of us who know you and those of us who see you and, you know, we honor your courage, we honor your grace, and just keep it up. Know that you are loved and that you're never alone. Until next time, this is astrologer DK Brandon saying, may you go with the stars.